I was praying about what to talk about this morning. And I really felt a stirring in my spirit that this morning we just do something a little different for service, kind of collect some stories from different people, what's been going on this year, how 2016 went, and then we'll talk a little bit about some ideas for 2017. So we'll have some people share some stories, some testimonies. But first of all, I want to take a few minutes and recognize our students that finished the School of Kingdom Ministry. So if you're one of the students who finished the School of Kingdom Ministry, or if you were one of the students who went through it the first time and went the first two semesters, finished June of this year, would you just please come up front here? Just want to talk to you. I want to have Doug come up here. Doug was one of our leaders of the class here. You're going to bring the rest of the leadership up here. Okay, come on up here. So if you finished it this time or you finished it last time, actually just stay right down here. Everybody down up front here, keep everybody down here. Yeah, just come on up front. So, come on over. Abby, you come up. Just come right over. Everybody gather right around the front here, right up here. You don't have to face them. Face me. Yeah, face me. There you go. Get right around this way. Come right around this way. We're gonna commission you this morning. I want to see all your faces. I got something for you. But first, ask Doug if he'd just share for a minute about the class and maybe have a word for the students this morning, Doug.
Actually, one of the best things I've got is I just got to get out of God's way. And I think God has something to speak to you from Melissa. So I'm going to let Melissa.
That's out of the way, yeah.
Well, words can't express how we feel. I mean, not just bringing one class through, but two, and how amazing, truly amazing it has been. And God is just so good, so good. And right now, I just want to just pray a blessing over you guys. Father God, I just praise you, Lord. We just glorify your name. Dad, we just lift you up, and we just thank you. We thank you for this church. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gifts of the Spirit. Lord God, I just pray that you just cause us to not just see with our eyes, but to see with our hearts. Not to just hear with our ears, but to hear with our hearts. Father God, that you just not let us miss any opportunity in front of us that we would see and we would hear and we would feel, and we would not let one opportunity to feed your sheep go by, Lord God. I just give you glory. Your kingdom come, Father God, here on this earth. And Holy Spirit, we just ask that you just release the gifts that we've learned about, the gifts of words of knowledge, wisdom, the gift of faith, of healing, of the prophetic, of discerning of spirits and miracles. And Father God, we just praise you and we just glorify you that you give us opportunities every day to serve you, Lord, and to feed our brothers and sisters and to just take care of every need in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Doug and Evie and Melissa, would you do me a favor? Hand these out among the students. So what we're giving you, it's a token here. It says Vineyard Community Church. It says School of Kingdom Ministry on the back. It says SOCM 2016. So I really prayed about this, and I really felt the Holy Spirit tell me to do this. So what we're going to do, I'm going to commission you and tell you that you have the authority of the church here to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This class we're doing is a very serious, I think, for us, a change or direction, emphasis on the ministry of the Holy Spirit through the teaching of how to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit, all the gifts, and in a way that what we're referring to as naturally supernatural. In other words, one thing I want to commission you to understand is when you're out in the marketplace and you're dealing with people at work and stuff, just be open to the Holy Spirit that God would give you a word, something to say, offer to pray for them, and then especially to commission you here on Sunday morning, sort of along this line. Every Sunday when you come, you're commissioned to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, this doesn't mean you have to stand up on the stage and have a word for the church. I don't see it working that way. I see it more where God brings someone to you, you look across, see somebody, you're sitting next to somebody, you're talking to somebody, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, the Lord wants me to pray for them. The Lord has a word for them. You may go over to them, you know, you may catch them at the door, but every Sunday, every Sunday, every Sunday, this is your job. You're commissioned to do this. We're releasing you to do this. You have teaching that supported it. You've had what we call activations, but I want to do this. You know, in the book of Acts, it talks clearly about the move of the Holy Spirit, and it says early in the establishment of the church, it said that cloth, handkerchiefs, went from the Apostle Paul and Peter, and people were, you know, given these handkerchiefs. And, you know, you see TV preachers doing this, and you get to, you know, pay for the handkerchief, and it's, some people say, oh, that's so hokey. But first of all, it's biblical. It's biblical, right? We know this. If you read the book of Acts, it's biblical. So I feel like I want to commission you with these little tokens here to say, listen, carry it in your purse, put it in your pocket, but maybe this could help you, and you're walking, it's in your car, and you go, oh man, that's right, I'm commissioned. I'm on the hunt. We're commissioning you this morning. You have committed. I mean, think of all the time you've invested. Think of the money you've invested. We're serious about this, and I really want to release you this morning. And then I want to make an invite to the rest of the church. We'll be offering this class again in the fall of 2017. You are all invited to come back. Highly recommend you come at least one whole session again, because those of you that went to the first one came to the second one. Can I get an amen? Was it helpful, Mike?
Amen.
Yeah, probably you finally learned the stuff at the second one that you heard at the first one. So it's so mind-blowing. I mean, the material is so incredible. So if you came to the first one, you are invited to come back. If you came to the second one, you are invited to come back. Not just for yourself, but also you're helping the other students, because you're going to have people there going, what is this all about? You know, the standard, I can't do this, right? Right? And that, you know, I can't. Yes, you can. You have the Holy Spirit. We're not asking you to be TV preachers. I'm asking you to be a solid Christian. A real Christian who can move in the Holy Spirit in a naturally supernatural way. You up for that? All right, so hold the coin up. I'm going to commission you. I'm going to pray over these coins in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would anoint these just like you anointed those cloths that were used in the book of Acts. God, that we would even hear stories about how you awakened and moved people to use the gifts, to pray for the sick, to have prophetic words, to speak into the lives of people here at the church, at work, at school, wherever they're at. God, that you would release the gifts. God, I pray the gifts be released in the name of Jesus. An anointing be upon every person here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Your commission starts today. Be looking around like this. Start looking. Everybody turn around. Turn around. Start looking. Oh, yeah. All right. Because people need, listen, folks, people need the touch of God's Holy Spirit. Sometimes they're sitting there. You don't know, man. They just got fired. They got a bad report from the doctor. They're dealing, you know, and the Holy Spirit stirs you to go talk to them, pray for them. You make a major difference. Amen? All right. Go be seated. Thank you, man. Awesome. So just, again, want to do a couple of other things here. Some of these people might be here. Some of these people might not. I didn't get a chance to call them up and say that I was going to ask them if they would stand up, or just that we could take a minute to recognize them. But it's been a good year. 2016 really has been a good year, and I really wanted to just celebrate with some of you some of the accomplishments that some of you were able to do, some of the achievements or awards, different things people in our church got. A lot of us are not even aware of it. So I did get a chance to talk to Steve. Steve, would you come up here? Steve Fitter is here this morning, and Steve's with a company called Thompson Concrete, and he has quite a story to tell you about an award that his company received this year. So what was the award that you guys received, Steve?
This is a Golden Trowel Award.
The Golden Trowel Award, which means what?
It's a worldwide competition for the flattest floors that are poured.
You said some kind of millimeter. What was the?
Well, it gets really precise. The equipment they use for testing the floors. Our award was for an ice skating rink that we did. It was up here at the chiller, and the overall floor for the entire ice skating rink was the highest to lowest point would have been less than a 16th of an inch in a single pour.
16th of an inch deviation. Mm-hmm. So it's, just for clarification, this is worldwide competition.
That's correct.
Do you guys know that concrete guys compete on a worldwide basis? This is unbelievable. And they flew the team out to Las Vegas got this award.
For the awards.
Yeah, they've got this golden trowel on display. I mean, what an incredible thing. So are you guys going to compete again, or what's 2017 look like?
Yeah, we plan on winning another one.
Okay. Congratulations, Steve. Really great, man. Proud of you guys. That's awesome. That's awesome. We had a number of people that received degrees this year in college. I just want to read them off. So my son Paul, he received his college degree. Tori received hers. Marie Gross received her college degree. Joe Pierce, Josiah Poland, Mallory Kale all graduated from college this year, which is a significant event. And we just want to say congratulations if you're here. My kids are all up in Ann Arbor and stuff today. But we had some people with advanced degrees, which is another step up. So, you know, we're proud when people graduate high school. We're impressed when people make it all the way through college, but we've got a couple people went on. So let's see, we've got Dina Elizondo. Dina's back there. Dina got her master's degree. Stand up, Dina. So Dina was at, in, what was the degree in?
Human Services, Marriage and Family.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Dina. And then we've got Anna Detona. Where's Anna? Come over here, Anna. Come up here. Anna received her PhD this year. So come on up here. So I think the first question is, do I say Dr.? Dr. Anna? Do people refer to you like that? Wow. So we're talking to Dr. Anna here this morning. So tell us a little bit about your degree. What's the degree in?
It's in toxicology.
And we all know what that is, right? What? Help them out.
So basically, it's in College of Public Health, and my research was on wildland firefighters, and I looked at exposure of wood smoke and the health effects that's associated with that.
Wow. So how much work did this involve? How long have you been at this?
4 years.
4 years. Wow. So, I think that's mine, yeah. All right. So so now where do you go from here?
I'm looking for jobs now,
okay.
So yeah, that's the next step.
That's good. All right. So what kind of job would you get?
Either being a professor or doing more research. So I'm applying to other places around Columbus.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Congratulations, Anna.
Thank
good
you.
Job. Dr. Anna. So Dr. Anna. All right. Let's see here. So just a quick thing about our clinic. So some of you hear stuff going on with our clinic, some of you don't. But so we're finishing up our 11th year running the free clinics that we run every Wednesday night. Just thought I'd give you a little information. Our medical and pregnancy center, we served 120 medical patients this year, and 33 ladies came in for pregnancy care. And we had a really great experience this past Wednesday. Where is Amanda? Amanda would come up and share. Amanda works with our pregnancy center. Wanted her to share a little bit about what happened this past Wednesday. So first of all, Amanda, what part do you play in our clinic on Wednesday night?
So I'm a pregnancy counselor.
Okay.
And excuse me, I meet with the clients. I talk to them about their needs, why they've come to see us, how we can help them. I follow them around to seeing the nurse, the doctor, just kind of see them through the whole process, and then pray with them, just providing them with resources and however I can help them.
So I shared about 33 ladies came in for pregnancy care this year. Some of them, probably a good portion of them, came in for pregnancy testing. Some of them came in for ultrasounds. Of the 33, I would say maybe 5 or 10 would be in this category of what we would call crisis pregnancies, you know, needing help with host home, needing some help with a job, in some serious crisis situations. But we had a situation this Wednesday. Share a little bit what happened Wednesday.
Well, it was pretty amazing, honestly. I've been a counselor with the clinic since it opened, and I've seen a lot of pregnant women, and this is the first time I have had a woman. I mean, we've had some abortion vulnerable women come in, but this is the first time I've had a woman just look at me, and when I asked her, how can I help you, she just looked me right in the eye and said, I'm here for an abortion. And I kind of panicked. It's like, oh, okay, God, what do I do next? And you know, through talking to her and finding out why, basically she was not ready for a baby, and she had told me, she said, well, it's just, I want the pill, and it's just a egg in my body. It's not a baby yet, is what she told me. And I said, yeah, that is a baby inside your body. And it's really cool because an awesome person who attends this church donated these babies that we have at the clinic. We have a little case of the really little ones that start at about 7 weeks and go to 12 weeks. And we have another case of bigger babies that show what the babies look like in the, you know, further along in the pregnancy. And they're actual babies. So like the 7 week baby is maybe about this big, but it shows the head, the eyes, the ears, the arms, the fingers, the legs. I mean, it shows that at 7 weeks, a baby is a baby. And I got to show that to her. And just the way that things changed was amazing. The way that she just looked at it and was like, oh, I had no idea. I mean, it just, it was so cool. I really think that those little babies that we have in the clinic that were donated just may have saved that baby's life. And she left asking for some prenatal vitamins, and I invited her back for an ultrasound. So, because we can't do an ultrasound when you're that early yet here at our clinic. So we're hoping she'll come back next month.
Yeah, so asking for prenatal vitamins.
Yeah.
Wow, wow. I liked it a little bit. You were telling me Wednesday, like we probably all go through this, when you volunteer for stuff and then it's time to go and you think, oh, I'm too tired, I don't want to go, I'm busy. So Amanda's supposed to come in on Wednesday night. What were you thinking going through Wednesday night before
you
came?
Well, the kids had homework, they had tests. My husband, he got home from work, and I'm like, oh, we've got to do this and this and this and this. I had the start of a migraine, and I'm just like, oh, I just don't want to go to the clinic tonight. I really just not, you know. When you just, and I felt like, okay, this isn't a good night. But I came anyway, and then.
Because you said you had committed to come. And wow.
I told Pastor Dave, I said, man, sometimes it stinks that I'm so dependable. Because then I know I have to go.
Yeah, because we saw a total transformation. This young lady was here to have an abortion. She left asking for prenatal vitamins. We believe we'll see her again next month, be able to do an ultrasound and walk through this pregnancy with her. It was outstanding. It's why we're there. And I want to thank you, man. It was awesome.
Oh, sure.
Man.
Thank you.
It was so great.
It was exciting.
Yeah, that was really, really good. So, you know, we've got seven different clinics that we run on Sunday and on Wednesday, and, you know, they come and go. We looked at our dog obedience clinic, weren't getting much of a response on that, so we're dropping that off, but we started a new one this year, our hair cutting clinic, and that actually had 40 different people's hair was cut this year. Our vision clinic, we had almost 50 patients come in for eye care, but we were able to launch a new program this year, and I'm so excited about this because we only have the eye doctors here for the very first Wednesday of the month. The other three Wednesdays, we do not have an eye doctor. But we wanted to be able to offer eye care because we get so many people asking for it. We haven't been able to help them. Well, we've started through the help of Bonnie. Where's Bonnie? Just raise your hand right there. There's Bonnie right there. Bonnie, thank you so much for the work you did. But Bonnie put together our blindness program. And I wanted to do this for like a year, and I just couldn't get the paperwork together, and it was so much work. Bonnie came along and said, hey, do you guys need some help? I said, yes, you can help me put this paperwork together. We can start offering on the second Wednesday, the third Wednesday, and the fourth Wednesday vouchers. And the vouchers, we fill them out online. When they get filled out, they get mailed to the church, and the person comes back the following week, or really 2 weeks. With the voucher, they get a free eye exam, they get free glasses. And here's the first two people we were able to give free glasses to. And it was just so exciting. It was like, wow. I mean, these people were incredibly thankful and so really needy. The family up at the top here, so this is a mom. That's her husband. He's going through chemotherapy. She has three children. All three children, their glasses were broken. She showed them to me. She had them all taped up together. They're all kind of sagging. She goes, wow, this is really great. We gave her three vouchers. She was able to get glasses for her children. The gentleman in the bottom corner, he's just arrived here from Gambia, and he's got a job, not making a lot of money, but he said he needed glasses. He has to read, and he said it for at work, and he said his eyes were hurting him, so we were able to get him vouchers, but he's not a Christian, and I asked him about his faith, and he said he has some friends that talked to him about his Christian faith, so we sat and talked with him for probably half an hour, asked him if he had a Bible. He had not had a Bible. I gave him a Bible. A couple of the people on the team that night, we got around him, asked him if he minded if we'd pray for him. We prayed for him in Jesus' name. He thanked us. Well, what was really cool is this is maybe 2 months or 3 months ago, so this past Wednesday, he comes walking in with his mother, and I'm looking at him thinking, I recognize this guy. He goes, you recognize me? And I'm thinking, help me out. He's wearing glasses. He goes, I'm the guy that came in for the glasses. Oh, you got glasses. He got his glasses. He said, oh, man, they really helped me. My mom has just arrived from Gambia. So we got no money. If you could help her out, yes, we can. Able to get her vouchers for glasses. So really, really exciting. Bonnie, just exciting. We've given, I think, 6 vouchers out since we started this. And again, just a wonderful ministry going on. Our other clinics, our legal clinic, we got to service 36 people. Tax preparation, 19 computers, 15 computers were fixed. And with our bike clinic, they were able to give away or fix almost 50 bicycles. 50 bicycles and able to give away 10 of them. So again, just a great ministry. I love the bicycle situation, especially when you see a single mom come in. Their kid's got a flat tire. She can't fix the flat tire. They're able to fix it. So thank you. If you were a part of our clinics this year, we have 55 volunteers who worked on our clinics this year. 55. I think about 48 or so are from our church. There's maybe 7 or 8 that are from other churches or just community. If you're one of the volunteers, would you just stand up for a minute? I just want to say thank you. If you were able to help in any of our free clinics on Wednesday night, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Every one of you, thank you. Hold on, I just want to say, so because of your efforts, almost 400 people were cared for this year in Jesus' name through our church, and it's your efforts, your volunteer efforts, and it is a powerful impact we were able to have on the community. I hear from people all the time when I tell them we're from Vineyard Community Church, and they'll go, oh, yeah, you're the guys that have all that stuff going on. Yeah, I said, it's our people that have a heart to serve, want to be the hands and feet of Jesus. So thank you for all of you that help out. I did get a letter here from one of the nurses who is a volunteer. She goes to another church, but I wanted to read this to you. This is so cool. Dear Pastor Dave, I wanted to let you know about the most amazing experience our family had at the free clinic last night. My son Garrett, who is 8 years old, came to the clinic with a very painful earache. It was hurting him so much that he was crying, which is rare for Garrett. Garrett was seen by Dr. Kesick, who told us that he had an ear infection, and he prescribed numbing drops for his ear and an antibiotic. After seeing the doctor, Dan, my husband, and Garrett went into the other room to get some prayer for healing. They left to go get the prescription from Myers. On the way, Garrett asked my husband, Dad, why did you and that lady touch my ear when you were praying for me? So Dan explained that when Jesus was here, he showed us that when we have Jesus in our hearts, we have the ability to have the Holy Spirit work through us and heal one another. They got to Myers, picked up the medicine, then stopped to get some pizza. Dan got out of the van. When he came back, my son said to him, Dad, my ear doesn't hurt anymore. Dan said, what do you mean? Garrett said the most amazing thing. Dad, I was healed when everybody prayed over me. My ear doesn't hurt anymore. My son Garrett told me the same exact statement when I got home that night. My son did not even need the medicine. I wanted to share what happened at the clinic to let you know the Holy Spirit is alive and working in your church. The power of prayer is alive every Wednesday that I serve, and I get to be the hands and feet of Jesus, and that fills me up. Have a wonderful day, your sister in Christ, Heather Kerber. So thank you again. Yeah. We've had some other pretty cool healings. I don't know if the people are here, but I could read some off. Is my niece Emma here today? I think they might still be up in Michigan. They were trying to get back tonight. Okay, so they didn't get back. But Chip's here. Is Chip's coming down? And then the sister over here that came up, yeah, right here with the white sweater. Just come on over here. I want to just have you share. She came up and shared with me last week about a healing she received when she came to the Sunday night service for prayer for healing. So come on over here. So, you're all right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I didn't give her notice. Yeah. So you came in for prayer on Sunday night, and what did you come in for prayer for?
I had several issues, actually.
Okay.
I was on life support for 28 days, and I came back, of course, And I had been very sick the rest of this year. And my friend said, I want to take you and you're going to be healed. And so I went in, and it's just like, I can't explain the feeling, but I just started crying. And you get like this, I'm doing it now, like a tingly feeling.
You asked for prayer for two things in particular. What were the two things you needed prayer for?
My feet.
Your feet were no feeling in your feet, and your blood pressure.
No, it was my sugar.
Sugar, okay. So what were the numbers on your sugar?
They were running over 200, and they're running in the 130s.
As of the prayer on Sunday night.
Yes.
And then how are the feet doing?
They're, I'd say 70%. I'm still praying. Okay. I'm able to walk a lot better.
All right.
And I feel great. All
right.
All over.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Where's Chip at? Here he comes. So Chip received the healing earlier this year. He didn't get a chance to share it, so I asked him if he'd be willing to share it today. So tell us what happened, Chip.
So it was last May, the first week of June, we had the Holy Spirit Summit. So those of us on staff, and a lot of you here were here all weekend, you know. And so about a month prior to that, early May, I saw that there was like a mole or something on my neck, a little small. I just kept my eye on it. And you know, when you get something like that, you can't stop messing with it, you know. And I keep looking in the mirror, and I'm like, that doesn't look good. That doesn't look good. It kept getting worse. And of course, I don't want to tell my wife anything because immediately I need to go to the hospital. So I just kept it to myself. And I said, well, all right, so the Holy Spirit Summit's coming up. It's going to be a busy weekend. After that, I'll make a doctor's appointment and go get this checked out because it was looking kind of bad. And Friday evening, we have a service. And then Saturday morning, we're here early. And I'm sitting up in the control room. And just as plain as day, I heard, I'm going to burn that off this weekend.
Man.
And I'm like, what? I will do the laser surgery. Okay, whatever.
A lot of faith there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, right, because I was, you know, most of my prayers were, what the heck is this? Well, anyways, we had the morning service on Saturday, and I got busy, didn't really think much of it, and then got back here in the afternoon for the evening service and went like this and was like, it's gone. What in the world? So I ran in the community room, looking bathroom, was like, it's gone.
Gone. Oh, yeah. All right.
So that was it. I mean, I didn't have to do anything. I mean, the Lord just saw my worries and my concerns and took care of it.
Took care of it. Awesome, Chip. Yeah, so some pretty cool healings there for sure. Is Jessica Lee here? Is Jessica here this morning? So she sent me an email. I just haven't had a chance to read it at church on Sunday, but here's a cool email. So I get an email from Jessica. She says, I'm so sorry, I haven't sent this email earlier, so I got this maybe about 2 months ago or so. I apologize. Anyway, I wanted to let you know that when you and Dr. Kesick prayed for my ear, I had this weird ear infection, but when you prayed for it, it was healed. I went to the doctor the next day. He told me not to return unless I have another infection or ear pain. Thank you so much for praying for me. So it was a Sunday morning prayer. Got to pray over her. A couple of other cool things going on. We just haven't had time to give some opportunity on Sunday morning, but we've got a group of people working with a new ministry they've started called the Loop Ministry, and they're really looking cool this morning because they've all got their cool shirts on. Would you, the four of you, stand up here this morning? Yeah, there's the Elizondos and the Bob and Jenny. Dion, would you come on up here and just share a little bit about what's going on? So Dion and the team here has been involved in the Loop Ministry, so first of all, what is the Loop Ministry? What's the acronym stand for, Dion?
So Loop stands for Loved Ones of Prisoners.
Loved Ones of Prisoners. And how'd you get involved in this?
So Loop got, we had our son in 2013. He was arrested, and he was a single-time, first-time offense, and he was sentenced to 21 years in prison. So sometimes you get things brought your way and put on you that just happen. This is one of those things that kind of came our way. So we reached out, and we were looking for some support for the family. And we found a ministry called Loop, and they were up in Akron, Ohio. And Linda Davis met with Mom and decided to go ahead and start a chapter here in Columbus. And with your help, we are meeting here at the Vineyard on the first Thursday of every month. So Loop is, like I said, loved ones of prisoners. It's designed to reach out to the families who have an incarcerated loved one. And oftentimes in prison ministries, there's a lot of ministry to the inmate. But this focuses on the family of the inmate. And just a real quick story, you had asked me to tell a story that was something great that happened in 2016. So one quick story, Barbara Hogg is a member of our Loop group. She's confined to a wheelchair. And she had not had a chance or money and opportunity to go visit her son who's in prison in Ohio here. And so we, through members of the Loop group, sponsored the funding to get her and paid for her to have a transportation with the wheelchair and go see her son. And as a result, her son, for the first time in 4 years, got to see her face-to-face, not a phone call, and see what joy that brought to that situation. That happened just yesterday. And when she went and set the visit up, she also got to take his daughter, who he hadn't seen in 4 years. And the daughter's 5. So what a great opportunity to see families come together and visit one another and not give up and feel completely abandoned. And so that's what I think one of the most powerful things that we've...
Awesome. Yeah. So you're meeting first Thursday of the month.
Yep.
So if people were interested, they could contact you or come here on the first Thursday of the month. So great ministry. And again, making a major impact. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, thank
really
you.
Appreciate
thank
it, man. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to have some fun and get a chance to share some things going on that have been going on this year. Give you guys a chance to see what God's doing in people's lives. I'm getting ready for 2017. You guys getting ready for 2017? Yeah, I mean, for real. I just believe that we have opportunity with the start of a new year. I know God doesn't run on our calendar, but I think he uses things like this, and I think a new calendar, a new year is a great opportunity. I am really expecting a breakout year for 2017, and I'm just encouraging you to go into the year expecting some new things. We've been meeting with the staff and talking about some changes. A couple of things I'll just give you a heads up on now that we're going to be changing and developing. We are planning to expand our foreign mission program. Wow, man. I'm going to switch this over here. So we're planning to expand our foreign mission program, offering some new opportunities for foreign mission work and picking up some new missions that we're going to be working with. So you'll be hearing more about that. We will continue our first Sunday of the month, the Black Robe Sunday. And I can't promise you how much longer I'll do it, but I think with our new president coming in, I think we'll have plenty to talk about, you know, political stuff, trying to wade through the craziness that's going on. So we'll continue those on the first Sunday of the month. And then I'm developing some sermon series for the new year. So just giving you a heads up, we'll be doing one sermon series called Dressing for Success or Wearing the Right Clothes at the Right Occasion. We're talking about spiritual armor that Paul talks about in Ephesians, and then we'll talk about the nuclear weapon that we all have, so we'll be dealing with that. Then we'll do a series called When God Asks You to Do Dumb Things, and there's such cool stuff in the scriptures where you see God asking people to do things that are really crazy, like when he asked Peter to go fishing after he'd been fishing all night, and Peter's thinking, you're crazy, but he did what he said. Or when they told Joshua, God, by the Holy Spirit, told Joshua when they went into the new land, the first city they conquered, Jericho, he said, I want you to destroy all the valuable stuff there, all the wealth they could have used. He said, I want you to destroy it. We'll talk about a number of stories in the Bible and why God does that sometimes and how it is a test of faith. We'll do a whole series called Don't Quit in the Pit. It's talking about not giving up and overcoming different obstacles that you're facing. We will do a series next year on the end times. I like to do one of those about every 3 or 4 years just to kind of update and see what's developing. I am a believer that we are watching the end times unfold before us. I don't go so far as to set a date, but I can tell you I think we are really seeing some things develop. So we'll do an end time series, and then we'll have a time where we do what's called What You Believe or What Do You Believe, and we'll just look at our Christian faith and see how it lines up with a lot of other so-called Christians or other groups like the Mormons or the Jehovah Witnesses or Scientologists and things like that. So a couple of sermon series we'll be doing next year. But I want to ask you a question, and we're going to close with this. What can help you have a good year? What can help you launch into 2017? Well, there's a passage I want to turn to. It's found in the book of Psalms. It's Psalm 92. Psalm 92. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to it. I'll read you the passage. I'm sorry, Psalm 90. Psalm 90, verse 12. I'll read it to you in the New King James. It says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Some of the other translations, instead of using the word gain, use the word apply. Teach us to number our days, that we can apply our hearts to wisdom. The King James, if you back up a little bit, there's a passage here in verse 9, toward the end of verse 9, it says, in the old King James, it says, "We live our lives as a tale that is told." The New King James says, "We finish our years like a sigh." Like a sigh. What the writer here is saying is your life passes so fast. It's like a sigh. Like, whoa, what happened? Or like the King James says, it's like a tale that is told. In other words, you can tell your whole life story. You can tell someone your whole life story in 10 minutes or 30 minutes. The summary of your life. He's going, it's so fast. And the writer of this psalm was actually Moses. Most of the psalms are written by David, but this psalm was written by Moses. And the reason he wrote this psalm was because a real difficult situation had just happened among the nation of Israel. Moses was the man chosen by God to lead Israel out of the bondage of Egypt. And so he was faithful to do that, led them out of the bondage of Egypt. They went through the wilderness. They came to the Jordan River. It was time for them to enter their promised land that God had said was for them. He said, "It was a land flowing with milk and honey. I've reserved it for you. Let's go and take it." Moses sends in 12 spies. The 12 spies come back. 10 of the 12 spies say, "It really is beautiful land. But the people living there are giants, and the cities are walled, and we can't do this. We're not strong enough. We can't take the land." Two of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, said, "No, we can take this land. God said it. We can do it." Well, what happened is the 10 prevailed. And so as a result, the nation of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. They were judged by God. And so Moses writes this psalm when that happened. And what he was saying was, "God, teach us to number our days so that we realize we've got limit." Whoa, man. Is this one, Chip? Can't tell, man. Not this one's turned off. So he's telling, "God, teach us to number our days so that we don't waste our lives, so that we don't miss our destiny and our opportunity." They had missed their chance. God had said to them, "Go." And they said no. And when they said no, they missed it. It was over. They wandered for 40 years. A whole new generation had to be raised up, and God took the new generation into the promised land. And here's my comment to you. I believe God is saying go to some of us here today. Go. Get going. I have something for you. I want you to do something. And Moses is saying what will motivate us, God is teach us to number our days. Why would that motivate us? Because he's reminding all of us we've got limited time on this earth. We know this, but we don't really know it, or we don't live like we know it. How much time do you have? Well, of course, you can Google that now and you can find out. So I did find out that we only have, on average, in America, the average American female has a lifespan of 81.2 years, 29,658 days. And the average lifespan of the male in America is 76 and a half years. That's 27,941 days. Now, just out of curiosity, I wanted to know who had the longest lifespan. The Japanese, 83 years. Who has the shortest lifespan? Afghanistan, 47. But here's the thing.
you're not guaranteed even 47. You're not guaranteed 50. You're not. The point is, we have a set number of days. That's it. When it's done, it's done. And here he's saying, teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. What he's saying is, help us, God, so we don't waste our lives. Man, yes, you don't want to go through life and then look back and go, whoa, I missed it, or I have regrets, or I wished I would have. You have the Holy Spirit inside of you. God created each one of us for a purpose and a plan, and it's not some mysterious thing. It's the plan that he reveals day by day, that we would walk it out and learn to say, yes, yes, God, yes, I will do that. Sometimes it's facing obstacles. Sometimes it's challenging, but you want to realize that God's given us a set number of days, and I challenge you as you enter into 2017 to ask God, teach me, God, teach me to number my days, that I may apply my heart to wisdom, that I could live every day, that I'm not wasting my time, that I can say I know what I'm doing, God wants me to do at this time in my life. It doesn't matter if it's school, if it's a job, if it's stay at home. It doesn't matter. What matters is, can you say, this is what God has for me? And if I live every day, then I'm applying my heart to wisdom, and I live a life that's pleasing to God. So I pray that as we close out 2017 and 2016, we come into 2017, hit it with your feet running. Challenge yourself to pray, God, what are some things you want me to accomplish in 2017? What are some things you want me to gain victory over? What are some things you want me to start doing? What are some things you want me to stop doing? Give me the strength. I want to apply my heart to wisdom. Let's stand up. We're going to close in prayer. Father, I thank you that we get to be a part of your kingdom advancing. I thank you for just all the stories we heard here this morning, how you're using this church family, God, to be a witness for your kingdom, how you are touching bodies, healing people, setting people free, advancing your kingdom through service, acts of kindness. God, I pray for everyone in this room. Father, I pray that you teach us to number our days, that we would recognize we have a set number of days. We don't know what that is, but God, we can apply our hearts with the understanding that we have a set number of days, that we would be sure to live every day in a way that honors you, God. You know, I just do get a sense here that while I'm talking, there's some of you standing thinking, well, Pastor Dave, my year wasn't that good. I had a rough year. Maybe it was physical, you know, maybe it was emotional, maybe it was financial, but you know, in the book of Lamentations, the prophet Jeremiah said that God's mercies are new every morning. Every morning. There's such a thing as a new start. Father, I pray. I pray for any of those that have had rough years this year, God, that the hope would rise up within them to say there's something good for them coming into 2017, God. That the thing that may have held them back, God, will be broken and the gate would be open. God, that when we hear you say go, we say yes. Yes, God. Prepare us, Father. Prepare us over these next couple of weeks, God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have ushers come forward. We'll take our offering. So I just feel a stirring of the Holy Spirit here. And sister, what's your name? Donna? So when you were standing here, the Holy Spirit was touching you. I know it was sort of like I was nervous, but it was like not nervous. It was the Holy Spirit. And I just got quickened in my spirit as I was worshiping. You said 70%. And I just feel like the Holy Spirit wants to complete the work this morning. So would you just raise your hands? If you're around her, just put your hand on Donna right now. I'm just going to speak. Let's, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, touch her body. God, complete healing. 100% complete restoration for her feeling in her feet. is the sugar level in the name of Jesus right now, God. In the name of Jesus, just touch her right now. Let her feel your Holy Spirit moving right through her right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be healed completely, 100%, in Jesus' name. We just bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And then, so Anna, I just, would you just raise your hand? I just want to pray. Where's Dina? Dina, would you stand up? So you've got the master's degree, you've got the PhD. Just raise your hand. I'm going to pray. If you're around them, just get with them. Let's just pray. I just sense the Holy Spirit saying, you're going to get the job that God has ordained for you. You've worked hard for these degrees in the name of Jesus. And I think this is the Holy Spirit, Anna, but I just think I'm getting the word research. And Dina, you were talking to me, but I got this word. It's going to be in the system, the incarceration, the prison system. So I just bless that, Father. I pray you go before them. I pray in the next 30 to 60 days, God, they see that job opening. And they know, God, it is you opening the door, that you have led them, that they could do this job that you have called them to do, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless Anna, we bless Dina, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us know. We'll keep an eye on that, but I just get a sense. And then, Steve, I just want to pray over your company here. So you're representing Thompson Concrete. Just raise your hand up, Steve, in the name of Jesus. If you're around Steve, just get with him. So, Steve, I didn't realize you guys are competing in 2017, but I know you guys are living for God. You're trying to honor him, and I believe this award that you received in 2016 is not a light issue. It's an international award, and I want to pray that God anoints you to knock it out of the ballpark in 2017. So, Father, we pray. Steve, give Steve the wisdom he needs how to do this job in a way that shocks him, God. And that you use this company to advance your kingdom, to bless them with the contracts and the connections. God, that you bless this company, that 2017 is their absolute best year ever yet. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, so let's have our prayer team up front here. We're going to close with our last song. And if you need some prayer this morning, I really do sense there's some of you that have been hearing God say go, and you're struggling with the no. And the no is sometimes backed up with really good excuses. Not enough money, not enough education, not enough skill, not enough time, blah, 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 blah. They're giants in the land. If God's stirring your heart about some things for 2017, let's get some prayer. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Let's get some direction. Let's move forward. If you're needing some prayer for sickness and you want some healing, we'll be up here to pray for you. We're going to close with the last song. If you need some prayer for anything, we just invite you to come forward.
God, he is so good. God, he is so good. God, he is so good. He is so good to me. God, so good. God, he is so good. God, he is so good. He is so good to me.
He answers prayers.
He answers prayers. Answers prayers. He answers prayers. He's so good to me.
God is so good.
God, he's so good. God, he's so good.
Tell it to him. Say, God, you're so good.
God.
Concludes our service. Be sure to come back next Sunday. That's our TSO tribute service. Bring friends, morning and evening. Have a great week. God bless you.